981-2NM, it is the power of radio today on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, and someone who very much understands that is the Mayor of Muswellbrook Shire Council, Steve Reynolds. How are you doing this morning, Steve?
Mate, I'm all right. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. You understand the power of radio. We regularly speak. It's an important medium to get the messages out there, isn't it?
Oh, most definitely. It's an integral part of communication, and especially getting the right message out there and people hearing the right thing, from businesses to community. It's fantastic. I strongly encourage people to get involved. I listen to your show regularly of a morning, and even listening to about the yesterday morning about the cows crossing the road out there at Sandy Hollow, and Daisy or whatever you call their names, and
Tallulah Bell, yeah.
Tallulah Bell. So, you know, the message does get out there, and you know, you had people ringing in to say that the cows are off the road. So, you know, it's a very important tool, and it's great for businesses also to get their name out there as well.
It's certainly the most immediate medium, as you just illustrated there. If somebody wants to know about anything that's happening around the Upper Hunter, then you hear about it first and foremost on the radio. That is the power of radio.
That is correct.
Mate, you are got to be a little bit stoked. $10 million is coming your way with one small caveat, and that is that the ALP need to get elected.
That's correct. Like, as you said, I've been rather agitated for the past, you know, two months. On behalf of the Muswellbrook community, we advocated for a number of items from the Civic Precinct, Town Square, Olympic Park Precinct, the FOGO, the Food and Organic Waste, Wallumbye Park project over there, the Denman Tourist Park and Hot Pools. You know, we were out there really, we were onto every party. And, you know, Dan Rappioli, for him to come out yesterday, and I wasn't able to be there, I'm in Sydney, and announced the $10.5 million towards our city's, our civics precinct and town square. Mate, that's fantastic. That does a lot for us in also trying to, you know, bring people to our community, encourage development and the livability. So it's great.
When we talk about the Muswellbrook Town Square, what part of town are we talking about?
So we're talking about the buildings that people would know the council owner looking to demolish to create the town centre vibe between where the old Power FM site was there.
Oh, yes.
All the way up to the educational precinct and the library. That'll be, it's earmarked to be demolished in the future with enabling works underneath Possum Gully. But there'll be a pop-up park, a temporary park, as you may, while things are being done, and have some green space. But that town square will enable people to do the, you know, multifunctional town centre, really. It's a sense of place for the identity of the township. You know, Māori, you can have screenings and outdoor projects there, outdoor performances, people just to be able to congregate. And it's a good link between what we have there in the main street and the TAFE campus up north, the library. It'll revitalise things and give us a real sense of, you know, some greenery in our main street.
I would have thought this is quite essential, especially when you consider once the bypass is completed in the future, we need to be able to find a way to bring back the community into the centre of town.
Oh, this is a big announcement. This is one I've been pushing for and lobbying for all parties in relation to. And like I said, Dan Rappioli, he's come out and announced it. And I think it's fantastic. Once the bypass is in and we get to work on the main street, and really giving that sense of, you know, cafe style eating and getting out on the sidewalks without trucks screaming up the main street. I think it's fantastic. But like I said, that's one of the projects. There was many that we were lobbying for, and to have that come to the table. Look, it would have been great to also see the Denman community get their Denman Tourist Park and Hot Pools, but $10.5 million, mate. The only thing, the other announcement was the $75,000 for the CCTV footage cameras for the main street. But, I do thank Dan for listening and coming out with that announcement.
And I know you'll continue to push more for the community into the future, and we'll hear about it first because of the Power Radio on 981 2NM. Steve Reynolds, as always, thanks for joining us, mate.
Thanks, mate. I'll talk to you soon.